in the limelight.
Both Iran and Venezuela have succeeded in blunting the economic pressures of the U.S. and have closely cooperated to offset the impact of illegal sanctions, particularly those targeting the energy sector. The Islamic Republic of Iran has supplied fuel shipments and equipment needed in crude refineries to Venezuela in the face of U.S. pressure on the country's shipping and trade services. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Kayhan, international staff writer. This article is published under the heading Iran-Venezuela Ties Frustrate U.S. Devilish Designs. Stay tuned for more. Iran and Venezuela are indeed thorns in the eyes of their common enemy, or more properly, the sworn enemy of all independent nations, that is the U.S. Thus, despite the intensity of American economic terrorism, the two countries have spared no efforts to strengthen their ties, which are expected to get a further boost in the wake of the current visit to Tehran of President Nicolas Maduro. Heading a high-ranking politico-economic delegation, Maduro arrived in the Iranian capital, Tehran, on Friday, June 10th, for a two-day official visit at the invitation of Iranian President Dr. Seyed Ebrahim Raisi. The South American country has the largest known oil reserves in the world, but despite being recognized as a leading economy on the continent for many years, Venezuela is a prime victim of U.S. economic terrorism. Both Iran and Venezuela have succeeded in blunting the economic pressures of the U.S. and have closely cooperated to offset the impact of illegal sanctions, particularly those targeting the energy sector. The Islamic Republic of Iran has supplied fuel shipments and equipment needed in crude refineries to Venezuela in the face of U.S. pressure on the country's shipping and trade services. Iranian firms have started preparations to revamp Venezuela's largest oil refinery, the 955,000 barrel per day Paraguana Refining Center, following the successful repairing of its smallest facility. Despite U.S. pressures, Venezuela's oil production has quadrupled during this period, reaching 620,000 barrels per day. Venezuela has also received major shipments of condensate, a diluent of heavy oil from Iran. Aside from Iranian oil going to Venezuela, the two countries can also exchange technology. Tehran and Caracas are resolved to continue their respective foreign policies, irrespective of the economic political terrorism of the U.S. It is worth recalling that last October, it was announced that a 20-year comprehensive economic cooperation plan between Iran and Venezuela would be prepared quickly. It is expected that Maduro's visit will definitely give a big boost to Tehran-Caracas ties, much to the chagrin of the U.S. Independent nations ought to strengthen ties amongst themselves in order to make the free world immune from the economic and political terrorism of their common enemy, the U.S. regime.